Our city manager is very public works minded right now. He's our old public works director, as a matter of fact. Oh. Which doesn't do much for parks and preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Bricks and mortar come first. Pipes, sewers, he's big on sewers.
I don't think I've ever met anybody who's big on sewers.
Oh, talk to Sam. He'll love it.
It's alright. I can think of things I'd rather talk about than sewers. Okay. Anything else?
No, those are my park observations.
Alright. Okay, if you were flying home from New York, where would you call the place where your plane would land?
The airport.
Okay, do you have any other names?
No.
Okay, what's the difference between an airport and an airfield?
An airfield, I would think, to be more rural. There wouldn't be a terminal, or at least not a large terminal, and all the facilities wouldn't be able to accommodate planes that were as large.
If you were driving in from Austin, what road would you come in on?
I always have to think. Is that Interstate 10? Or is that Interstate 35?
Why is it an interstate?
It's the interstate highway.
Okay. If you were to stop along the interstate, at a place that just had like picnic tables and trash cans and that kind of thing, what would you call that place?
A roadside park.
Okay, what if it had a place, building with restrooms and stuff in it? Then what would you call it?
Oh, they call it a comfort station.
What would you call it?
I'd probably still call it a roadside park.
Okay, what if it had a restaurant, maybe a filling station, and picnic tables and so on?
Good heavens. I'd call it a subdivision. No. I don't know that I have a name for that. I'd call it a rest stop.
Okay. Would you maybe call it by the name of the restaurant?
I don't like to acknowledge that they exist, so I probably wouldn't.
Probably not, okay. That's true, too. Yeah,
my father wrote a marvelous poem about them, but anyway.
What?
My father wrote a very marvelous poem about them.
How's that?
My father writes limericks.
Do you remember it? How's it go?
They started out early one morn. By noonday their stomachs were torn. By hunger pangs great, but their interstate fate left them stuck between Stuckies and horns. And that is how I feel.
I love it. That's great.
Oh, he's marvelous.
That's great. Oh, let's see. What do you call a thing that's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Stripe.
Okay. Any kind of stripe or just stripe?
Stripe.
Okay. What would you call the thing that usually on major highways some sort of concrete builds up? Sometimes there's steel railing on it. Yeah, it might be good. It's hot.
A railing, a guardrail.
Okay. What if it had grass on it? A little curb thing and it had grass.
A median.
Okay. On things like the interstate, there's an access road beside it, and then there's a thing which you get the access road to the main highway, and you'd call that a...
an entrance.
Okay. And then where you get off, you'd call that...
an exit.
Okay. Are there any other limited access roads in San Antonio other than, like the major freeways, major interstates and so on?
You mean parkways or anything like that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
They don't believe in parkways.
What do you call a parkway?
A parkway is a controlled or a limited access road that's landscaped and kind of bends and curves and but maintains a certain speed limit, but they have very few ons and offs and no cross traffic.
Okay.